Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
And then I forgot I was paying for ads because they didn't charge me for a long time. And so what happened was when I went and looked back and realized I was paying for ads, I was like, oh crap. Like I did this by mistake.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, everyone. How's it going, my friends? I'm your host, Rick Mulready. This is episode number 179. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the show today. Hope all is going well. Whatever you're up to, on today's episode, you are in for a real treat. This has become one of my favorite interviews that I've done to date. And we've done, now this is episode number 179. So we've done a lot of episodes here on the show. And on the show today, Jason Brown, who is a friend of mine, and he's a stock and options trader, and he teaches people how to do stock and options trading through his site, thebrownreport.com. Jason's going to join us today. And I asked him to come on the show so we can dive into his unconventional approach to growing his business using an automated webinar that he started running on YouTube. I'm really looking forward to having you guys hear this story. He's now spending about $10,000 a month in paid ads, and he sees about a 3-to-1 ROI. Pretty good. I also wanted him to share his story of how he built his business to a $500,000 business while working a full-time job at Comcast. So we really start from the beginning today with his business and to bring you to all the way to where he is right now. In addition, on the show today, you're going to learn how Jason figured out which platform to start marketing his business back when he was first getting his business going. We talk about how he accidentally fell into having success with YouTube ads and then what he did to teach himself more. We talk about how he justified sharing his entire webinar as a YouTube ad and why it was so successful. We get into how he's testing Gmail ads right now and already seeing great results. At the time of the recording, he had just started the Gmail ads about 7 or 8 days ago. So he's seeing some quick success early on. I also give Jason advice on how to improve his Messenger marketing strategies so that he's staying within Facebook's policies. We talk about what's working for him right now, marketing on Facebook, and he shares the light bulb moment that caused him to consolidate his product offerings. He had a lot of different offers that he was putting out there, and frankly, it was quite confusing. So we talk about what the thought process was there to consolidate his offerings there. This interview is so good, guys. It was one of those interviews that when I got off Skype with Jason, I could not wait to share it with you. So really excited to bring you today's episode. Also, don't forget to take a screenshot of your listening to this podcast on your phone and share it in your Instagram story. And when you do that, tag me in your story at Rick Mulready. And when you tag me, make sure to ask me your biggest question that you had from today's episode, and I'll respond to you there on Instagram DM. Also, before you dive in, I wanted to acknowledge and thank everybody who is leaving ratings and reviews for the show over on iTunes. Really appreciate you doing that. It's a big help to the show. And I wanted to call out one person in particular today, Avani M. Avani says, perfect way to dive into marketing. Rick's podcast is definitely one of my favorites in this area. He does an amazing job removing the mystery from paid traffic with the points that he makes and questions he asks. I always leave feeling so much more knowledgeable and equipped to grow my business. And there's a fist bump emoji and a, what is that, explosion emoji. So Avani, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. If you have not yet supported the show by leaving a rating and review over on iTunes, please take a second to do that. It's a big help and allows us to reach more people and help more people with the content that we're talking about here on the show. So, all right, my friends, without further ado, I am so excited to introduce you to Jason Brown. Jason, welcome to the podcast. How are you, man?
Rick, I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. We've been chatting before we hit record here, and we originally had the original topic I want to talk to you about. We're definitely going to be talking about, but we met for the first time at, I mean, we're recording as we're recording this last week. So we're both in the Inner Circle Mastermind, James Wedmore's Mastermind. And we had our first in-person event in Laguna Beach last week. So you and I met in person for the first time, got to hang out and talk and learn more about what you're doing in your business. And before we started recording here, I'm like, are you willing to talk about that on the podcast? Are you willing to talk about this? And I love it that you are just open to sharing all the stuff that we're going to be talking about here today. You've been doing some cool stuff with YouTube ads. You have an automated webinar funnel going. You're doing Gmail ads. You're repositioning some of your offers and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to peel back some of these layers and learn more about what you've got going in your business. But before we do that, introduce yourself, man. Let AOPT Nation here know a little bit more about Jason Brown, because you are up to some awesome things.
Awesome, man. Well, first of all, it's an honor to be on the podcast. I'm sure many people say that, but I came up listening to The Art of Paid Traffic. So it's just so cool to be here. And then for us to be in a mastermind together along with all the other great people, it's just truly a blessing. So a little bit about myself. I'm a stocks and options trader, first and foremost. So I trade full time my own personal money. And I started a company called The Brown Report, which is my personal brand, where I blog and share my trades, my journey, how the market works. And then I also have Power Trades University, where I actually teach people how the stock market works. So I teach them about the stock market. I teach them about options trading. And then we have a membership portion to our community where they can actually see the trades I'm making, the thought process that goes behind it and everything. And we do a 2-hour live webinar with our members, just hashing out trades every week. And then we track all of our trades. And so that's my business. People come to learn the stock market and then also get the coaching from me.
So you're taking people on a regular basis into exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. And I think that's what separates me from a lot of other, you know, whether it's newsletters or different things like that. I'm showing them the trades I'm making with my real money. So it's not like I'm telling them to do something and I go right. Do something different.
Right.
I'm like, this is what I'm looking at. These are the trades we're looking to make. And here's why. And they get to come on live and also ask questions about, you know, why this, why that, what are your thoughts, et cetera. So yeah, every week, 2 hours live, because I love it. And I'm a trader myself. So it's I always say, it's not really any extra work, because I'd be looking for these trades for myself anyway.
That's I love when I first learned that you did that. I love that, because people love to see inside, you know, a business, and you've combined that with your or as your business or not. I mean, it's part of your business. So and a big part of it, too. You're taking people inside exactly what you're doing. And you're like, hey, I'm spending this money right now. And we were just before we got started recording here, too. You were talking about, you know, lately the stock market's been down and now it's back up. And you've played that very well. I don't know if I like to use the word play, but you've done well.
Strategize
much better. You strategize and for benefit there, and you're sharing that with your audience, and you're letting them know, hey, this is what you did. This is how you with the strategy behind it, how you benefited from it, and hey, go do the same sort of thing if this is of interest to you. I love that. But you haven't always what I love about your story is that you used to have a full time job. And this is something that you and I talked about, because we both come from that corporate world, and you built up this business. I mean, you're full time on it now, but you built up this business really, really well while you were in your full time job. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know, but I built the business to $500,000. And while I was working a six-figure job, so I was a regional manager for a major cable company. I was running three different sales divisions. I don't know. Should I say the name of the company? It was Comcast. It's a great company. I love them. They did no harm by me. So I was really appreciative of my time there. So I was running three different sales divisions, regional manager, and then I had this $500,000 business on the side. And I had a couple different thoughts when I was building the business. Number one, I said I wanted to build it part time, because when I go full time, I didn't want to work the business full time. So for me, it was a challenge to see if I could manage my time and figure this thing out on the side. Mm. Because when I went full time, I still wanted it to only be part time because I wanted the lifestyle with it. Once I finally hit just under $500,000, and we didn't just come out and hit $500,000. We lost $25,000 the first year. I think we made $75,000. Then we made, $100,000. And then it was just under half. And then I was I don't want to quit my job yet. Cause then I said, I want to make sure it's not a fluke. So I said, mm-hmm. Let me make sure I just didn't have a good year. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And
sure.
So we did just under $500,000 the second year. But then what was interesting is we did it with old videos, old content, nothing really new. And I said, what would happen if I could update the courses, update the content, and actually really pour into the business? And so then I finally walked away from corporate America.
So you had a strategy, using that word that you used before, strategy. You had a strategy in place for when you were going to leave. So you kind of had it while you were in the corporate world there working for Comcast. You kind of knew that you wanted to do this. I mean, have this as your main source of income, as your main business. But you had a strategy behind leaving. Like, you didn't want to leave and say, you know what, this is going to be my full-time gig, because what you envisioned for yourself and your life and your family was that you wanted this business plus the lifestyle with it. So I think that's so smart that you designed it that way while you were still had your full-time job.
Yeah, that was the key. I didn't want to walk away and feel like all I did was build another job. And so that was a big portion of why I wanted to figure it out while I was working, which led me into learning a different evergreen marketing tactics that we'll get to. Mm-hmm. And then also, while I was there, I'm young and African American. There wasn't a lot of African American leadership at some of the higher levels. Mm-hmm. And so one of my other things was I wanted to help my people get promoted. When I say my people, my team.
Okay.
I had someone on my team that was Filipino. I had someone on my team that was from Romania. So I had a very diverse team, and I felt like I had the minority team. We were all minorities or just different ethnicities. And so I really wanted to help my people get into leadership, my team. And so four of my guys got promoted when I left. Alan, who was from Romania, he actually got my position when I left. Another guy got promoted to a supervisor. Another guy had a lateral promotion. Another guy got promoted. So it was really exciting. So when that happened, I felt that I was blessed with what I built with the business, and that me staying at the job was blocking somebody else's blessing from a position that they were probably praying and hoping for their next step. Mm-hmm. And so I had to make room and step into my blessing and allow somebody else to be able to step into something I felt they probably were praying for. And sure enough, my guy Alan got promoted to it. And so I couldn't have been more happy. So I really felt fulfilled when I left the company.
That's super cool. That's super cool. So when you left or as you were building this business here and you said you lost $25,000 in the first year, then you made $75,000 in that second year there. How were you marketing the business at that point? Because I'm sure it's very different than the types of things that we're going to be talking about here today, what you're doing now. How are you doing it then? How are you growing the business at that point?
It's totally different. And I shouldn't say I lost 25. I was investing. So I was buying cameras, video equipment. I actually bought this whole video equipment and then I returned it. And then I bought it again. Then I had to pay the restocking fee. So it was like I was just going through this whole phase of like trying to figure this stuff out. I bought these light boxes, but they were for cameras, taking a picture with like a regular camera. And then I didn't realize I needed video light boxes. So that's when I sent it all back, reordered some stuff. So it was crazy. So I didn't really lose. I was just spending money, like trying to figure it out.
You're buying
equipment.
Yeah, there you go.
And so what happened was I was like, well, I just want to teach people how I just want to show them how the market works and what I'm trading. So I came straight out the gate teaching people with membership. So I came straight out the gate membership. I think it was like $39.99 or $59.99, something like that. I think it was $39, then I raised it to $59. And I was just recording videos of what I did. And then I would upload the video to a members area and then people would be able to watch the video. So what would happen is I never had more than like six members, I think. Maybe I got up to eight. And what was happening is people would cancel and they would say, like, it's a little too complicated. I need the basics. And I remember talking to my wife. I was like, I don't want to teach the basics. Like, I'm beyond the basics. Like, silly me, puffing my chest out. And so when people were canceling, I was like, okay, I'm going to give everybody what they're looking for, the basics course, because people were saying it was too advanced and that they didn't really understand when they got inside the coaching program. And so I actually went through like I was a little depressed because I had to shut down my coaching program. I think this is good for anybody who's listening. I could never get more than six or eight. And then there was one point where I had six members. I think three members canceled. And I was down to three. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm going to refund one. And I was going to call the other two people and tell them that I need to take a break and refigure out what am I doing. And I couldn't even do that. Those three people had emailed me and canceled before I could even let them know that I was taking a break. So it was like the kick while I was down. And so what happened was I kind of just took some time off. I was like, I don't know about this internet marketing thing. And then I was like, let me build a course that everybody says they want. So I actually wrote my first course, which is called Foundations, which teaches you the foundations of how the stock market works, how to read charts, all that stuff. And everybody that said they would buy it, Rick, I'm telling you, nobody bought it.
You're like, hey, you asked for this. I'm creating it. Why aren't you buying it?
Everybody asked for it and nobody bought it. Right.
Right.
And so what I end up doing, and I'm like, I got a quality course now. I'm going to figure out how to market this thing. And a little bit before that, I had took like a live event I did at a library. I just did a local event at my library and I recorded it. And I had actually uploaded that to another site where people could take courses for free. And we had about 700 people enroll. And so, but they were saying the audio sucks. I can't hear. This is low quality. Mm-hmm. And so that's what made me create the Foundations course as well. So I knew there was a market for it because 700 people enrolled in the free version. They just wanted a quality version of it. But then when I built the quality version, nobody was buying. And so that's why I was like, okay, now how do I market this thing? And so what happened is I figured out how to market it. I started listening to everybody. I said, all right, you know, webinars are the way to go. And how do you get people in front of it? And organic takes, you know, a little bit longer. And so you need a slow strategy and a fast strategy. So I said, let me do some SEO stuff to kind of, it'll catch up with us in the long run. But then how do I get this in front of people? And that's where I start getting into paid traffic. And so to fast forward the story, basically, when I started marketing the Foundations course, then people were coming in saying, hey, where's the, you know, do you teach options? And that was really my game, is to teach options. So I said, yeah, let me write the options course. And then people started asking, do you have, you know, coaching, or what do you trade? And how do we see what you're buying and selling? And I was like, that is it. We're back to where I originally wanted to start. But I had to kind of backtrack and build people's knowledge base and get them up to that level. Mm. And so that's actually what led me to kind of have a thriving business. Now we got something where people can come in and graduate to the coaching program. But most people now,
come in at the, we got what we call the all access package, which gets some of the coaching and the stock trading programs. But I just had to take some time, figure it out, and really listen to the market and what it was telling me, mm-hmm. and then make the adjustments. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I didn't quit. I'm glad I made the adjustments.
So all those people that were telling you that they wanted the foundations, they wanted the basics. Then you created the basics. You created the foundations course, and they didn't come back. No one bought. Did you reach out to them? What was that like?
So my thought process was, you know, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to build $1 million business. And so if I'm going to build $1 million business, obviously the little, you know, 15, 20 people aren't going to get me there, because it was like a $97 course at the time. So mm-hmm. I wasn't even focused on them. I was like, how do I get this to 100,000 other people? So I never really, after I built it and released it, and I think I launched it at 50% off, people still didn't buy. They were no longer my people. I'm like, there are people out there who's looking for this information. Let me go find out how to get in front of them. So that was my focus, which led me into the YouTube ads, which led me into the automated webinars and the things like that.
Gotcha. Okay. So you created that. Then you decided to do both organic and paid traffic. And so you started running Facebook ads? Is that what you started doing?
No, I went immediately to YouTube ads. And so my thought process when I came out the gate was, where do people go to learn something? And it's like, it's typically YouTube. Now, Facebook is great. We do run some Facebook ads, but that wasn't my first foray. I only had a little bit of money, and I said, I'm going straight to where people are typing in and looking for this stuff. And I started running YouTube ads, and it's just been a game changer. And we can get into that if you want, or go wherever you want next from here.
Yeah. So I definitely want to dive into that. So as you started to do that, did you know how to do YouTube ads? Did you have any experience with them? Or so what was that sort of as you decided, which I think is super smart? You said, okay, where's the audience that I want to reach, and where are they looking for content that teaches them how to do something? So you went there and you did YouTube ads, but did you have any experience, or did you have to go teach yourself?
So I had no experience. I had bought like a bundled course over like Black Friday or something like that. I think mm-hmm. it was James's, one of his courses back then that he had. And I think Amy had a course in Lewis House. So they had like a bundled package. So I bought that, and it taught me some of the big picture ideas about it. And then I started implementing, like, whoa, if it works like that, you know, like how to, you know, name your video and how to make it searchable. And then I took that and I said, okay, I named it right. I created the thumbnail image, all that good stuff. But I'm like, ooh, but what if I supercharge this by putting it in front of people? And so I actually started with running the in-stream video ads for like 1 cent. Or something like, I don't even think you can do it for a penny now, but I was paying a penny per view, wow. which was crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. My billing threshold is like I think it was like $1,000. So I had just like, let me test this, see what happens. And then I went on writing blog posts and doing other stuff. And people started saying, love your YouTube video, found you on YouTube. And I was just, people like, love your stuff. And I was just like, how are this many people finding me on YouTube? Like, so I forgot that I was paying a penny to run those ads, because it would have to get to $1,000 before they billed me. So those were running for a while. And I just didn't know. I'm like, I'm just ranking organically on YouTube, you know?
So was this your first video that you'd put up there, or did you have other videos there?
I had other videos, but like they never really got over like 30 views or 50 views, something like that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I was getting like thousands of views a week, a day. It was just crazy. And I'm like, how are all these people finding me? I thought I just had the magic headline or something. And then I forgot I was paying for ads, because they didn't charge me for a long time. And so what happened was, when I went and looked back and realized I was paying for ads, I was like, oh crap. Like, I did this by mistake. So then I said, what happens if I do this on purpose? And what on purpose looked like, I was like, well, where are they showing my video, and who are they putting it in front of? And so then I start playing with, don't show it to kids, only show it to, you know, a bunch of 18-year-olds were clicking on, but I'm like, they don't have money to invest. Let me eliminate that group. So now I started to just, you know, tweak some things and really dial it in. And it just got bananas from there.
Now, I want to talk more about that, but the AdWords platform, I mean, the AdWords dashboard isn't super intuitive. They're working on it. They're trying to make it easier. But without you having experience in setting up YouTube ads and stuff like that, how did you just go into the dashboard and start teaching yourself, or what was that like?
I did. I legit just went in there and start. Well, after I ran that first one, like by mistake, because the reason I set it for a penny, because I didn't really know how it works. I actually didn't think I would get a penny views,
yeah.
But I was like, I don't really know how it works. So I'm only bidding a penny. So then when it started working and I forgot and came back. Then I said, let me start to actually explore how this really works. So really, I just went in and was clicking around, playing with it, watching tutorials. Google had a phone number. I called their Google number, asked some questions. And then here in Michigan, we actually have a Google headquarters or regional office in Ann Arbor. And so I reached out to them and I found out they had something called office hours. So I live like about an hour and a half away. I drove to Ann Arbor for like a 30-minute office hours. And I had all the questions. I'm like, how does this work? Can I target people looking for stock market? Can I not put it in front of these people and put it here? And then I was like, well, what happens? Like, I'm running all these videos, but I don't know if people really want to watch this video. Can I change it to a pay-per-click model? And so I just really start diving in like, ooh, what if I change it to a pay-per-click model? That means only if they click on it, they get to see the video and I don't pay. Plus, if they click, I know they're super interested. So then I'm like, let me make sure my thumbnail is really clear on what it's about so that I don't get any false clicks. So then it just really started snowballing into hyper-targeted people who are interested in my content. Does that make sense?
Totally. Totally. Now, when you ran that first video there, two questions on that. Number one, what was the content of the video? And then number two, did you say it was an inline ad that you did?
In-stream.
In-stream ad. So how did you know how to target that? When you're like, I'm going to do a penny because I have no idea what I'm doing. What was that? What was the targeting on that?
So those were the only ads that I thought existed. Later on, I found out there's a ton of different ads exist on the platform, which is why I think it's confusing for most people, because it's so many other rabbit holes you can go down using YouTube. It's not just straightforward. But I thought those were the only ads that existed because those were the only ones that I would see pop up when I was watching a video. So that's how I knew how to do that one. And I just read the description. It says this is the ad that plays before the video. That was my foray into running that first ad. And so the first ad I ran was my full webinar. So this is where I think I differ from some people. You know, I ran my full, the webinar.
Was that intentional? That's what I want to know. Okay.
It was intentional. It was on purpose.
I'm laughing because it's been so successful. We're going to talk about it. But I just think it's hilarious. When you first told me, I was like, what? You're running a YouTube ad of your entire webinar? That's amazing. And you're like, yeah, it's working. It's worked really well. All right, go on, buddy.
My entire webinar. And so, but here's what happened. I was listening to all these marketers and they were like, you know, get their email address and do a webinar. And I agree with that. So I'm not knocking any of that, but I come from a network marketing background, and in network marketing, the whole thing was, how many people can you get in the seats? If you can do enough presentation, you will close, you know, a representative into your network marketing business. So I took that approach. I said, I'm not in the business of collecting email addresses, although I am now. I have a pretty decent email list, but like, that's still not my business. I'm also not in the business of building a YouTube channel. That's not my business. I don't care how many subscribers we have. I am in the business of doing presentations all day long. And so I said, where can I get the most presentations done all day long? Because if I could do enough presentations, enough people will find me, they'll want what I have. And that's my end game. It's never to build a big social media following. Like, I strictly want to get in front of people who are interested in the stock market. And so I just asked myself a few questions. I would click on someone's ad and I would go to their page, and then it'd be like, give me your email address. And then I would like pause. I was like, well, who are they? Then I would Google them. And so if I would do that and pause and not be willing to give my email address, like, oh, I know I'm going to get marketed, I was like, well, how many people am I stopping from getting the information that I have to share, because I'm putting this gate in front of them, asking for the email address. And now it's like, is this a reputable company? All these questions. And so I just said, what would happen if I remove that gate? I'm like, Jason, I know they say don't do that. Get the email address. I'm like, but what would happen if you remove the gate? I'm like, if there's other people out there like me, I don't always want to give my email address. So now I'm on to the next one. The second thing I thought was, all right, people say run the webinar at, you know, 11 a.m. and 12 around lunch, and then one at 8 o'clock when they get home. And I'm just thinking like, but, you know, people that trade the stock market, some of them are retired. They're home all day. If it's a stay at home, I'm like, basically, I'm saying, what happens if those times don't work for my people? Do they just never get to see my webinar? So I just said, skip all that. I was like, I'm running the webinar all day long on a platform where people are looking for it all day long. And I'm just getting the most presentations. That's it. That's all I cared about. And so that's what led me to just saying, let's go.
And you were setting to a sale at the end of that webinar.
Yeah, I did the full webinar with the call to action. Like, you should buy right now. Click here. Come to my website. Get the course. I did the whole thing. I mean, the only thing I couldn't really do is like scarcity, right? Because it's like YouTube video. But I'm not trying to scare people. I just want to find people who want to trade the stock market and pair them up with what I have to offer. You know, I just remove the games. Let's go if you want to make money in the market. And that's how I feel about it. And that's how I approached my business. Because again, I'm not in the business of building a social following and all that. I'm in the business of finding people who are losing money in the stock market and want to know how to do it better, finding people who didn't think it was possible and seeing that it is possible for them. Like, that's the business that I'm in. So everything else, it's like, how do I remove hurdles to get to my people? And so that's why I just made a decision to go rogue and run my full YouTube, my webinar as an ad on YouTube.
Well, it obviously worked for you. So how long was that video? And then what was the price point on the course that you were sending people to from it?
So both of the videos were about an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes long, something like that.
Oh, so you're doing two. You ran two webinars? Two different?
Yes.
Were there two different topics?
Yes, I had one on like how to trade stocks, and then I had one on how to trade options. So I was actually running two full length webinars that led to a call to action, and one led into a $97 course and one led into a $197 course. That was the price at the time. That's not the price anymore. But at the time, that's what we were running it to.
And because you started that out, you got better because you started testing and you started bugging Google and, you know, learning, you were teaching yourself how to improve. What was that journey like as far as like as you began to improve from just accidentally starting to get some results from that, you know, from the original time you put it up? What was that like?
Oh, man, it's like so ninja now because I know how to do so much stuff. And it's funny. I shouldn't say I'm not an internet marketer because that's like secondary. I am now, but I'm really like, I could run ads for people and stuff now with all the information that I know. And sometimes we get people asking, can you share or teach? But by diving in and getting my hands dirty, it led me into, okay, how do I better target these in-stream video ads? Mm-hmm. And then I start finding out like, oh, you can retarget to these people and follow them around on other websites. So then we started launching like retargeting ads that not just follows them on YouTube, but that follows on any website that allows ads on it. So, I mean, it's just spiraled from there. And then we went from in-stream to pay-per-click. And so then we went to only paying if they click on it. What else? Then we start doing like video view caps so that we don't bug people. We only showed it to them at least three times in one day, and they wouldn't see it again for the rest of the day. That's led into us doing Gmail ads, which we were just talking about. Yeah. So we started running some Gmail ads. And what's sweet is I'm doing the exact same thing. You could do the Gmail ad to your YouTube video. So I had some people just the other day that I met in person at a networking event. They was like, hey, I've been seeing your ads in my Gmail and I watched your entire video. Well, it's set up to where when they click on it, the YouTube videos are right there in their Gmail so that they can watch the full webinar once again.
With no opt-in.
Right within their Gmail. And so it's just spiral into, and I'm just testing this. Like we were talking about before you hit record. Mm-hmm. I've only been testing this within the last like 7-8 days. So
the Gmail ads.
The Gmail ads. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like a beast inside the Google ad platform because I've been playing with it since, you know, it's been like 3 years now. And I love it. And I love that it's confusing because it's not a place where you just come and throw money at. You actually need to come with a strategy, a game plan, and actually put some time and attention into it. And you also might have to spend some money to get your targeting right. But I like that because it's not a place where I feel the amateur marketer can just jump in and just throw money at a bad system or a bad problem and think they're going to get results. Like your video's got to be on point. Your thumbnail's got to be on point. The entire strategy, the webinar itself, the whole thing needs to be on point. But even if it's not on point, I think I proved with one sense it could work, you know.
Accidentally.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a real, I'm glad you bring that up because I think that's a really important point here is that, you know, you didn't just start out doing Gmail ads and search and running across Google Display Network to retarget and all this other stuff. You started with the YouTube, like one YouTube ad, accidentally fell into some success there, and you said, "Holy cow, this is working! I'm going to teach myself more about this stuff." And then, over the past few years, as you've learned more and more and more, then you've moved into to be testing different things like Gmail ads and retargeting and so forth.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
How much money, are you open to sharing kind of what you're spending on all your advertising at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. We spend about, when I say we, my company, it's me and my small team, but we spend about $10,000 a month on YouTube ads. Well, not just YouTube, but like the whole collection of ads.
Google ads. Yeah. Okay.
Google ads. And then we recently just paused our ads because we're redoing our webinars. Like I said, we haven't updated the webinars in like years. And so we just finished re-updating them, changing pricing, different things like that. And so we had to pause the ads until we finish updating and rebuilding out the new funnels. Mm-hmm. But we are testing the Gmail ads, even with some of the older videos. But, so yeah, we spend about $10,000 a month, and the return, I know we were talking about this, the return, we're getting about 3-to-1 return for every dollar that we spend.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's been, and then if I could dial in my Facebook stuff, I know we could probably go really bananas.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that too. I want, so 3-to-1 ROI on that, on your spending 10K. I mean, that stuff is just running. It's all automated. You're not having to, I mean, yes, you're going in and tweaking and testing different things, but that's just running sort of in the background of your business, right?
Yeah, it's just running on Evergreen and it's just running like a machine. And that's what I was always about, the machine. Yep. Like, I don't want to work at this thing all day, every day, unless I want to. It is fun, but I wanted to build it a machine that runs full time while I'm working it part time.
Yeah, exactly. And that was actually one of the questions I was just going to ask you is that, what would you recommend? And I get this question all the time too, as far as from a Facebook ads perspective, but, and so I'm going to throw it at you right now. If someone wants to dive into this and start, you know, slowly, like just like you did, you know, one thing at a time, but they need to learn how to use this platform, how to use the Google dashboard and the different opportunities they have available, you know, as far as YouTube or Gmail or search or whatever, how much time would you recommend sort of per day? If, let's just say people have time to spend on this. I mean, is this, you know, a few hours a day that they're just going to have to, you know, dive in on this to learn this stuff? Or is it more of like, yeah, you can, you know, you, and I understand it's all relative. I get that. But is this something like, you know what, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day and just build off of that? Or is it a bigger time investment of, you know what, to really dive in and really start to do this well, I really need a couple hours a day to be learning this stuff?
So great question. I don't think you need a couple hours a day, because the reality is after you spend about an hour in there, your head kind of starts spinning.
Right.
So you also don't want to get discouraged by being in there too much. And so if someone wanted to learn how to run them, obviously you could buy a course. I'm sure somebody has a course out there. I believe my man Tom Breeze, who is pretty good at this stuff too. Tom's, I met at Traffic and Conversion. And yeah, I think he was on your podcast. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, I didn't learn from Tom, but we met at Traffic and Conversion. I'm like, dude, I'm doing some of that stuff. And so we clicked. Maybe he'll remember me, but we had clicked because we chatted. I'm like, I'm doing some of that stuff. But I think he has a course. But if you're not buying a course, what I would recommend doing is going into the Google Ads Manager. And specifically, you're going to click on video campaigns and just see what are all the different options of the video campaigns. And then they have the little eyeball where you roll over it and you can, it'll say, you know, this type of video does this, or this is where the ad will play. Just getting familiar with the platform, reading the little icons of what each campaign could possibly do. Most people won't do that. Most people are going to say, I'm going to call my ads manager. I'm going to tell my assistant to do it. And I think sometimes that's a mistake. It depends. It depends. Maybe you got a lot of money and you can just throw money at it. But I think that's a mistake. I say go in there, look at it yourself, read what it does. Don't put any money down. Just see what it does. And I think just that step right there will get them going. Then next, map out what are they trying to do. If I want to run, you know, videos, I want to pay-per-click, I want to do retargeting, then map out your strategy and then kind of go into the Google dashboard and say, how would I implement this strategy? And if you're not sure, they have a 1-800 number. They talk to you for free because they want you spending money with them.
Yeah.
The thing to realize, though, is a lot of times, no disrespect to Google, if someone from Google is listening, though, I will say a lot of times it's kids on the other line, because I've met some of these kids at our regional office here. They are not running businesses that are doing multiple six figures. So you have to take what they say with a grain of salt. So it's good to ask them just for technical eyes, like, this is what I want to do. How would I do it? But if you're coming in and I'm saying, what's the strategy? How should I grow my business? Like, they are going to tear your wallet up because they're going to be like, oh, do this, do this, do that. And then when it doesn't work, they're going to say, oh, let's try this. You know, yeah, it's really hard to know. So,
sure.
You know, call them for the technical piece, but do not call them for strategy. And that's where you as the business owner have to kind of sit down and say, what am I trying to do with the platform? Look at the back end. And if you can't figure it out, call and just ask the technical piece of it.
Yeah.
But I think just getting your hands dirty is the best way, really. And I think about an hour, I wouldn't say every day, because you'll get, you know,
it's but a lot.
I think like 2 days a week for an hour. And here's one tip I would give the listeners as well. And this is one thing that I used to do, and I still do it to this day. I actually record everything I do. So when I go to run ads, I record it in case it works really well. Then I'm like, what did I do? So I can go back and watch it.
It's a great
and
idea.
Also, if it works really well, I also pass it off to my assistant and say, hey, watch this video. Run me five more like that. So I don't think a lot of people are doing that. I just record everything. And I'm like, maybe I'll package it as a course. I already got the recordings. You just never know. But it's more so recording for myself to review and for someone on my team to review.
Super smart. I love that. Now, Gmail ads, you've been running them for about 7 or 8 days right now. And you met somebody last week that saw your ad in their Gmail and watched your webinar right from within Gmail there. How's that working for you?
Oh, my goodness. So I kind of get obsessed when I run a new ad. I'll go in and check the analytics every day. And so it's going really well. I'm getting about 6 cent clicks. And I know sometimes I hate to say that because I'm like, right, is everybody going to do it? But there's enough room for everybody.
Sure.
So, you know, test it out. But I'm getting like 6 cents clicks in there. And it's going to the full YouTube video. And here's kind of a sweet strategy that I figured out. I created a playlist of like three of the top videos that would take them down a certain path. And so when they click, it goes to the video in the playlist. So if they watch all right through, the next one will automatically start playing, or they can pick whichever one is most interesting to them. So that's just kind of a little hack. But I'm basically found a way to get into their inbox and get them to watch the webinar. And what's cool is if they're in the stock market niche, they may already be signed up for other stock trading newsletters or something like that. So it's cool that they may go in there to watch or check their email from somebody else that emailed them. And then there I am with an ad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get pumped about that. It's like, I'm going to be everywhere in your inbox on YouTube. And if you watch it, you get added to my retargeting list. And then I'm going to follow you around the rest of the internet as well. So
in a non-creepy way.
In a non-creepy way, right?
So you're getting 6 cent clicks on those. I mean, how are they converting?
So I don't have any purchase conversions yet, but, and I'm glad you brought that up, because here's what most people, I think they do with YouTube. They come in, or with Google, period. They come in and they think, I spent some money and nobody bought yet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work like that. What I found is someone will click, watch that. Then they'll go to my YouTube channel, binge watch the rest of my channel. They'll subscribe to my channel. One of those videos may say, check out my podcast or check out my news. They're like, oh, he has a podcast. They'll come to the website, listen to the podcast, and you'll find my conversions happen almost like clockwork about 45 to 60 days later. And some people, that might stress them out. But for me, I kind of know the process. They go watch it. They start thinking, wow, maybe I can do this. Then they go watch some of my other videos. They think, not only can I do this, this is my guy. What else does he have to offer? They come watch some other stuff. They trust me. By the time they email me and purchase, they all, almost without clockwork, if I could open my email and show you, they always say, I've been watching your YouTube videos for the past 30 days, or I found you on YouTube. I watched all that, listened to all your podcasts. I'm ready to purchase or join. And so I know, you know, sometimes the conversion window is like 30 days. If it doesn't happen after that, they don't attribute it to the click. But I don't worry about, you know, lining it up just that strenuous because I know big picture, everyone's telling me where they found me and where they saw me at. And I know where the traffic is coming from, even if it's not attributed to like a specific click. Plus, I get them on my retargeting list. I also get to build a list of people who look like people who are interested in that. And so that stuff is more important than measuring the specific cost per click. But what I typically do, Rick, hopefully this helps, I take how much we spent and how much we brought in, and I try to separate out the Facebook stuff. And I see like I'm getting 3-1 on Google. That's all that matters.
I'm so glad you bring that up and you explain how you look at that. How are you tracking? Because, you know, as with paid traffic, and we talk about on the show a lot here, is, I mean, once you know your numbers, that will dictate, or that can dictate exactly how much you're spending on your ads. Like, so, you know, if it's costing you 6 cents a click over here, you know that, you know, they're going to see all this other stuff that you're offering. And within that window that you just mentioned there, that you have discovered is sort of your sweet spot of them, you know, you're introducing cold traffic basically to you and your brand before they become a paying customer. Like, you can use that information to dictate in your paid traffic strategy here. How are you tracking that lifetime customer value? Are you using something like Wicked Reports, or are you doing this all within Google Analytics?
So Google Analytics does track my click. So we do have some conversions in there. We actually have a lot of conversions in there, but there are some conversions. There's also a lot that don't come through there because it takes them longer than 30 days to click and stuff like that. I'm not using anything other than we're using Infusionsoft.
Yep.
And pretty much we can always tell, like, we have some funnels that once they come from YouTube or anywhere else, if they opt in for certain stuff, we may say, like, where did you find us? And there's like a drop down. And so if they pick YouTube, then that adds a tag to their profile on the back end. And so we'll run a search for people who purchased and who have the tag said they found us on YouTube. That's one way. So it's a couple different ways, but it's not perfect.
Sure.
And I'm okay with it not being perfect. But big picture, that's how we track it. We do track it in Google and Google AdWords under conversions. And then we try to pick up some stuff on the back end for ourselves. Another little ninja trick I'll share with you and your listeners is the links that we have in our videos on YouTube. We created a specific page, a purchase page or opt-in page for them. So it's not the same purchase or opt-in page that's on my main website. So I know when someone purchases through that page and the tags get added, they specifically came through YouTube or they came through Facebook, because I try to track it myself because I don't always trust their analytics 100%.
So you create a base opt-in page basically, say, for your website, and then you duplicate it and say, okay, I'm going to use this for my YouTube ads, or I'm going to use this for my Facebook stuff.
Exactly. I'll hide it so that it's not available in search, because we don't want people finding it on a regular basis. And only way you should hit that page is if you came through a display network ad, a YouTube ad, or something like that. So we also track it that way.
Super smart. Super smart. So what's going on with your Facebook ads right now?
So Facebook, I need to connect with you on that. My Facebook is doing okay. So it's like, we spend about $1,000 with Facebook. It's not that much, maybe 2,000, but it's not a whole lot with Facebook. And I feel like I need to dial that in. But with Facebook, what we're doing, I'm finding we do better with live video, and not just because of the algorithm. I don't know if stock market stuff may just be boring to people or what. And we don't like to sound hypey and spammy. Made $100,000 this month. You can too. Plus, we don't do income claims. You know, just because I made it doesn't mean you're going to make it. Right. But so I find what we do with Facebook is just go live with live video. And I do a lot of case studies. So if you look at my Facebook newsfeed, I'm like, I'll show you what me and the members made last month and what these trades look like. And, you know, you if you're in there, you could have gotten these trades. And so we're going for video views, and then we're retargeting the video views to say, hey, register for a webinar to learn how this works. The other thing we're doing a lot of bot action. So we'll say, if you want to learn more, type the word learn inside, you know, below. And then our bot will be like, hey, you know, do you want to register for an upcoming webinar? So we're trying to bring them more. So we're using Facebook for a live exposure and retargeting and then and bots, and then try to bring them back to register for something. Then we just go straight email marketing at that point once we have money email list.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're asking them, just want to clarify real quick. So in that messenger ad there, you're saying, hey, comment, learn below, and that prompts a response to get them registered for the webinar. Is that right?
Right. So I'll do a live video, and on the live, I'll say, hey, if you like this stuff, make sure you type the word learn below, and I'm going to be doing a webinar this coming week. We'll send you the information. You can get registered. I'm running it a few times a day. Obviously, it's automated. Well, it may not be as obvious, but it's automated,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So I say I'm running it a few times a day, which I really am. And so they'll say learn. And then the bot kind of takes over from there and says, hey, thanks for, you know, being interested. Here's the link to the dates and times. And so if they click it, number one, they get cookied. Number two, they're already part of the retargeting audience. But number three, they're now part of our bot, our messenger audience that we can communicate with.
Gotcha. So be careful with that, with the update, with the algorithm update. You know, from where are we now, mid to late January, be careful with that whole engagement baiting. Okay. So on the messenger, this is a great lesson for everybody where typing that one word answer, like asking people to ask or to type a one word answer in the comments below to trigger that messenger. Just be careful with that because the algorithm is looking for, they're actually not wanting that so much. So just be careful with that. What you might want to do instead is maybe just ask them, like, just say, hey, if you're interested in more training or something like that, ask me what your biggest question is below or something like that. Like, what's the biggest question that you have or what's the biggest challenge that you're facing right now? So not only will that, you can still trigger the messenger from that, but it's just giving more information to not only to the algorithm, because the algorithm, you know, learns more about Facebook users, but you're also getting great intel there basically from people's responses.
No, I really like that. Just him, because now we get questions, we get to go in and answer them 101.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I'm always trying to automate something, though, because I'm like, if this gets too much like a job, I'm not going to like it, right?
So yeah, you can still automate it. I mean, so like you don't have to necessarily go in and answer their, you know, if you don't want to, or somebody on the team can go in and answer their question or something like that. But it's the question that they're asking, which is adding value because they're giving you information. Also, they're giving Facebook's algorithm information due to that question. But that question can just like the one word, that can trigger Messenger as well. So nothing changes there except for what you're asking them to do in the comments.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm going to have to look into that because then I would want to make sure it doesn't trigger just for them saying glad to be here. So I'd have to look into how that works. But that's a good tip, though. I do like the fact that you're getting more information, right? Because now they're telling me what they want to learn or what their biggest hurdle is. So I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, this has been amazing. I love this story of where you've come and everything like that. I do want to kind of finish up here talking about something that we talked about last week in Laguna about your offers, because I think this is something that can be really beneficial to my listeners here. You kind of came into that mastermind with a bunch of different offers, and I think you walked away, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you walked away with a plan to consolidate and make it easier, because you were talking earlier about you want to remove the barriers for people to consume your content as far as people opting in for your webinar and so forth. So here it is. Here's the webinar. And it's the same sort of theme here with your paid stuff, where it's like, it's just it's an easier, what's the word I'm looking for, path for people. And you're saying, here, this is what my offer is, and this is how it's going to help you. Are you open to talking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, to your point, you know, at the mastermind, I put like five different offers on the board, and everybody's like, wait a minute, we're confused.
People are very confused. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if they want coaching, they can get that package. If they don't want coaching, just want course. I like had all these offers. And so, and I'm like, this is a room of smart people. So I know if they're confused, like my customers are confused. And so first of all, I just want to say that's the blessing and the gift of being in a mastermind, which I encourage anyone who has the ability to get into one, whether it's paid or not, they should be around other smart people. But we streamlined our offers. And so we actually stripped it down. I'll just talk about what it is now. We had five offers. We stripped it down to basically two offers and a membership, and that's it. And so we have our beginner's course now, and then we have our options course. And the options course used to be two separate courses, like intermediate options and then advanced options. And I just, you know, when the market pulled back, you remember this, I was a little emotional at the at our mastermind meeting, because I felt a little bad that when the market pulled back, the strategies that you needed in that market were in my advanced options course. And I just kind of felt like, well, what are the people who don't have that course doing, you know? And I don't know if they had the tools, not the people in the membership, because they have it, but the ones who don't didn't have the tools. And so I made a decision at that point to combine those courses. So you can't buy the beginner options by itself anymore. You need all the strategies or none at all, because I want to feel good about what I'm teaching you and that you have what you need to be successful. So we just combined that into one complete course now, instead of being two separate courses. Then we got our beginner's course. And then in the middle, we just have membership, where you get all the courses, you get the coaching, you get the live webinars, you get the webinar replays. And it's a join fee. So we at the time, it's $4.99 to join and $99 a month. I sometimes hesitate to say that on the podcast, because it may not be that price later on as we keep adding stuff.
Yeah.
But it really just simplified everything. So I don't really want to play games with people. And this is 1,000. This is 200. This is 300. It's like two courses, the beginner, or you want the advanced, or you want everything we have to offer. And I'm going to be confident and can sleep at night that you have all the tools to be successful with the stocks and options market. And so it also helps me streamline my marketing now too, because we had all these funnels going into all these different courses. So I'm excited, man. Hopefully you can hear it in my voice.
I do. And simplify. Guys, for everybody listening, this is such a great lesson where Jason came in with all these different offers, and he put them up on the screen or the board, and everyone's like, what are we looking at? And so, you know, if you have multiple offers, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to look at them and ask yourself, do they make sense? What type of feedback are you getting from your customers? And is there an opportunity there to simplify, you know, to consolidate? We're not necessarily saying take away, but is there a way for you to reposition your offers into a simpler format where maybe they're paying a little bit more money, but they're getting everything right there that they need? And I love that you said, Jason, that you're like, look, in order to take advantage of, you know, what's going on in the market right now, they really need this and not just this. And so you made it easier for people to be successful in how you positioned your offers. So this is such a great lesson. And I really appreciate you sharing that, because I got, you know, that's inside look in your business here, what we've been doing during this entire episode. And I really appreciate you, your willingness to share all that stuff.
Yeah, no problem. And just, you know, I feel really blessed to be part of the mastermind where we can be open and share. I mean, we go deeper than what we're going now. And then also, I know what it's like to sit on the other end and listen to a podcast like this and really wish people would share more, or the ones who did share more, it gave me the confidence to build the business that I'm building to, you know, to this day. So I want to give back, like the ones who've came before me and been on this, or that's been awesome, on this podcast.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Really appreciate it. I know my listeners definitely appreciate it. I want to make sure that people can connect with you, learn more about what you've got going on in your business or thing. What's the best way for them to do that?
So the best way to connect with me is to head over to thebrownreport.com or brownreport.com. Either way you type it in, you'll come to me. And from there, you can follow me on YouTube. You can follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram. But just come to the main hub, which is thebrownreport.com.
Awesome. I will link that up in the show notes for today's episode. Also, I've got other links too, by the way, guys, for we talked about a lot of different things, Gmail ads. Tom Brees been on the podcast before. We had a whole episode with Charles Kirkland about Gmail ads in episode 158. So I'll link up everything in the show notes for today's episode. Jason, again, thank you, my man. I really appreciate you being on here.
Rick, I appreciate you. And we're going to have a rocking year this year.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you.
So as you heard Jason just reiterate, there's so much power in a mastermind or a group coaching setting, which is exactly why my team and I are having a blast in my Accelerator group coaching program, which I started this year. Now, this is a 12-month group coaching program that's designed to help you take your business to the next level. And in the Accelerator, we focus on three core elements of growing your business: the foundation, the marketing, and the scaling. And people in the Accelerator are at different levels there. So we focus on what you need the most help with specifically for your business. And this is also based on a framework of three key things here: high-level coaching, community, and accountability. And I created this program because those three things have been integral in allowing me to grow my business to seven figures in 4 years. And I don't say that to brag or anything like that. I'm just sharing with you what's possible when you surround yourself with amazing coaching as well as community and accountability. So I want the same thing for you. So when you join the Accelerator program, you get a 12-month personalized game plan for achieving whatever your goals are in your business and in your life. We do monthly group coaching. So we do two calls a month, which includes training, which includes I bring on guest experts. And also we do hot seat strategy sessions for people in the during those calls. We do two live private retreats here in San Diego. You also get a VIP experience and a VIP day at one of my FBA live events here in San Diego. You get regular personalized sales funnel critiques, ad critiques, copy reviews, launch strategy critiques, as well as a private Facebook group where you're getting help from a coach on my team as well as me on a regular basis, and a whole lot more. So if you think coaching, support, and accountability is something that can help you fast track the success of your business, then I want to invite you to check out my Accelerator program, which you can do over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, that's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Thank you again so much, my friends, for listening to the show today. I've got another awesome episode coming your way in episode number 180. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.